Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So glad that you could be with me again today. Just thankful for you taking the time to study the Word of God. I'm praying that your life is being blessed and you're growing in your walk with the Lord as you study through His Word, not only with us, but on your own. God wants to teach us all His Word, and He's given us His Holy Spirit to do just that. We always go to the Lord in prayer when we start our study, so if you will, let's pray today. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the beautiful, beautiful Word of the living God in our hands. And Lord, not only that, you accompany us while we study. I pray that your blessing would be upon us and that your Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth today, that He'd empower us to live according to your truth so that our lives will be pleasing to you, Father. We just want to bless you and give you thanks again. We're so grateful for you and your Word, and we bring these things to you in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is They Could Not Believe. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 39. The Apostle John wrote about Jesus, though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And in chapter 12 and verse 39 of his book, John shared, therefore they could not believe. Where we read, therefore they could not believe. Because that Isaiah said again, the verse reads, therefore they could not believe. John began with the words, therefore, which means then, wherefore, on this account, and consequently, they could not believe, or the people were unable and incapable of trusting in, relying upon, clinging to, and having confidence in Jesus. John shared how the fulfillment of Isaiah's words prevented these people from believing in Jesus. The verse goes on to say, because that Isaiah said again. John continued with the words, because that Isaiah, which means since and on account that Isaiah, whose name means Jehovah's help, and was a famous Hebrew prophet who prophesied in the regions or the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, said again or uttered and declared and proclaimed another time the words in our next verse. John shared how the reason the people could not believe as he presented Isaiah's word, and we'll see those in our next verse. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how these unbelieving people were unable to trust in and rely upon Jesus since they lived according to the next words Isaiah prophesied. We shall discover those words in our next verse, but let us allow this verse to be sufficient to examine our own belief or unbelief in Jesus. If we believe in Jesus as our personal Savior and Lord, we obtain forgiveness for our sins and obtain a personal relationship with God. If we do not believe in Jesus as the Messiah and Christ of God, we remain in our sins and they separate us from relating to Him. Those who are wise believe. Those who refuse and reject Jesus fulfill the words of Isaiah the prophet spoken hundreds of years ago. Next time, John shares how Isaiah wrote, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.